Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply self-starters. Self-starters. You think of all the machines on the planet and they all require us to start them. You may have a remote on your vehicle that allows you to start it from a distance. You don't have to be inside the car, but you still have to push a button in order for the ignition switch to turn on and the engine to rev up. By the same token, my friends, there are remote controls that allow us to start our televisions. We have to manually start lawnmowers and different types of machinery and equipment. All of them require, whether be it by voice command or by us doing something manually, every machine requires us to start it. Think about us, for example, my friends, the human race. We don't always have external forces to start us. In fact, we've got to master the art of starting ourselves. When there is no external motivation, when there is no external inspiration, when nobody's there to pat us on the back or kick us in the pants, we've got to discover the ways to start ourselves. Most people don't know how to become self-starters. They're under the umbrella of supervision, and you've got to tell them exactly what to do every single time in order for them to make any type of progress. Well, my friends and neighbors, business, professionalism, and every aspect of life requires that those who excel master the art of becoming a self-starter. In this lesson, my friends, we're going to outline the 5 key elements in our START acronym that will allow you and everyone around you to power you with a formula, rather, to become the type of starter you were meant to be. That S in our START acronym reminds us that we must schedule everything. Yes, my friends and neighbors, schedule everything. That means you have a time to wake up and a time to go to bed and a time to work out and a time for appointments and a time for follow-up and a time for creativity. See, the schedule governs when I do. The schedule is all about when I do. It's compartmentalizing everything into sections of time. If you've ever gone to the airport, you've seen the big screen, the big display that shows you when flights are arriving and when flights are departing. And there's nothing you can do to change that schedule yourself. You've got to abide by it. You got a time to be at the airport. You know there's a time to check your bags. And if you come too late, you're not going to be able to check your bags. By the traditional means, you got to go through a few extra steps. Yes, my friends and neighbors, our lives should be more like that. They should be organized and structured to give us some direction, but nobody's going to do it for us. We've got to create schedules for ourselves. That T reminds us of the importance of becoming task-oriented. You see, the schedule is when I do. Task orientation is what I do. You see, all day long, there is something significant to do. There is an assignment that requires your attention. Think about the ant for a minute, my friends. The ant spends all day foraging for food, then transporting the food back to the nest, then arranging it, and then protecting it. The ant has a to-do list and starts off every day by outlining very significant tasks. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to grade the tasks that you're doing. Are they worth your time? Are those tasks worth your effort and your energy? If the answer is no, then move those tasks to the side and put some new tasks in place, some things that are more relevant and conducive to impacting productivity and overall success. That A in our START acronym is our attention to detail. This is, my friends, the attitude of excellence. If a schedule is when I do and task orientation is what I do, then attention to detail is how I do. You see, there are only 2 ways to work. We can work excellently or half-heartedly. I can remember one time going to the car wash and sending my car through the automatic wash, and when it came out, the guys wiped it down, but I came out with many complaints. I noticed spots missing here and some things that were not addressed right there and some things on the inside that I would have liked to have done. Well, at one point, the manager came out and said, Mr. Wallace, what you got is a car wash. What you wanted was a detail. Now, the car wash doesn't cost that much because we're going to miss some things with the car wash. With the detail, it costs a whole lot more, but we're not going to miss anything. We're going to make sure that every crack, every crevice, every part of this car is addressed. Well, in life, my friends, we have a choice to opt for the car wash method or the detail method. And I say it's best, if we're going to do it, let's go ahead and do it right with the detail method. Let's make sure that every aspect of our assignments are completed with excellence, that every phone call is done correctly, that every meeting is held in excellence, that there's attention to detail and it looks like something and feels like something and operates like something. Yes, my friends, we can win with attention to detail. That R reminds us of relevant repetition. That's relevant repetition. You see, if a schedule is when I do, and the task is what I do, and the attention to detail is how I do, relevant repetition is the why I do. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you see, practice without purpose is a burden. You ever done something over and over again and didn't know why you were doing it? And then purpose without practice is irresponsible. If you are called to do something, then you have to take the time to do it right. My friends, I'd submit to you that when purpose meets practice, perpetual success is achieved. Let me say it again for my note takers. When purpose meets practice, perpetual success is achieved. Yes, my friends, you see, top athletes are practicing to be the best in their field. Some only want to make it to the league, and once they get in, they're satisfied. Others want to excel in the league and be regarded as the best ever. You see, the purpose drives them even more than the money. When there's a why behind the what, then we get better every time. What are you practicing? What are you doing daily that's determining your destiny? I say, my friends and neighbors, be masters at the craft and have relevant repetition. That T, my friends and neighbors, reminds us of the importance of teamwork. You see, true success is only achieved when others are involved. If, my friends, the schedule is when I do, and the task orientation is what I do, and the attention to detail is how I do, and the relevant repetition is why I do, then teamwork is who I do it with. Yes, my friends and neighbors, who we do it with makes the difference in life. Who we do it with is the joy that we've got. Imagine true success, I always say, is when you can win with others. When was the last time you called your team members and shared your thoughts with them or push them to accomplish more? Who's on your team? How much do you value the team? Do you recognize that you need the team and the team needs you? That every piece of the puzzle's got to work? If you've got a car, my friends, there's not one part on your car that's unnecessary. If you take out the starter, then the car won't work. If you take out the alternator, it won't work. Remove the battery and you're going to have some problems. Every part on the car plays a role. The car is simply a collection, just like a team. The wheels mean something. The brakes mean something. The rotors mean something. The windshield wipers mean something. You may not think about the wipers until it rains, but you don't want to be in a storm without your wipers. By the same token, my friends, your team plays pivotal roles in your success, and you play a pivotal role in the success of the team. Regard every part as valuable, and don't think that any part is expendable. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and if you did, I can make you a personal guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.